Welcome to the Practical Magic Podcast, hosted by me, Catherine Pond. Please join me each week as I dive into a new witchy topic, along with occasionally sharing stories of me growing up in the church, and how once I was able to break free from the church, I was able to embrace the witch I was born to be. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Practical Magic Podcast. For April 20th, 2024, the moon's phase is in waxing gibbous. Some ways to work with the waxing gibbous phase are energy, strength, renewal, determination. For April 20th, 2024, the moon's sign is in Virgo. Virgo rules over the eyes and ears. Surgeries are not recommended for this phase of the moon. Moving on to the Five of Cards, which is pulled from the Tarot for Kids deck by Teresa Reed. This card is the rules. This card description reads, sometimes you must follow the rules. You may not like them, but they serve a purpose. When this card shows up, it's advising you to stick to the rules that are in place. Sometimes this card can represent a strict teacher. They may have a lot of rules in their classroom, but you'll learn a lot from them. So pretty much, you know, there might be somebody in your life that has a lot of rules or things that you don't necessarily abide by in your typical day-to-day life, but still there's something that you can learn from. I had a situation, something like this in my life a few days ago. I met with a new doctor, and this particular doctor had me wear a mask when I went into their office. And I hadn't run into a doctor like this in a while. But of course, if I was going to see this doctor, I had to wear a mask. And it turned out that me and this doctor really hit it off. We really got along. And we really, like I said, we really just hit it off. She understood me, I understood her, and we really just hit it off. And she really appreciated that I agreed to wearing the mask. And I said, you know, I wouldn't appreciate it if somebody came into my place of work and didn't abide by my rules. So I wouldn't, in a million years, go into somebody else's place of work and just not abide by their rules. And I totally understand for some people, COVID is a very dangerous thing. And I understand that she sees all different walks of life. I didn't go into this deep of detail talking to her about it, but I'm saying to you all that I understand that for all, you know, this doctor is seeing all different walks of life, all different types of people every single day. So she's trying to protect herself. And so why not help her try to keep herself safe so she can continue helping people? So, of course, she's helping me. I'm going to help her. So that's what I get from this reading. That if this card resonates with you, that there might be somebody coming into your life, if they're not already in your life, that there might be something about them that doesn't quite jive with you, but don't discard them completely, because there might be something about them that you might be able to learn from. But with that being said, let's jump into today's topic on 420. I do want to say, and the title of this week's topic will be clear, that it's going to be on 420. So before you click on this week's topic, if you've got children, you know, I suggest you listen to this week's topic before you play it with children around. I understand people generally are a little bit more laid back, but I suggest you listen to this week's topic first before you play it around young kids and stuff. But yeah, so I figured with today, you know, April 20th, 420, I would talk about how I incorporate weed into my daily life and how that looks. So yeah, let's jump right on into it. So how that looks for me, typically I don't really consume weed, and it's not that I don't like it, I do, but it's expensive. Let's all agree, weed can be very expensive. But when I do have it, I tend to just go for the gummies. But lately, and I think it was because I knew 420 was coming around, I had been buying joints. And so what I've been doing is, when I'm smoking and I'm blowing out, you know, blowing the smoke, I'm visualizing that the smoke is cleansing my space. So when you're smoking and you blow the smoke out, of course, if you want, I'm not telling you all what to do, but the smoke can be used for cleansing. It doesn't have to be, you know, buying incense and all of that. You can literally use the smoke from your weed or whatever you're smoking to use for cleansing. I also use it when smoking, you know, using it for like smudging purposes, like not just smoking, but this I don't do as much because, like I just mentioned, weed can be quite expensive, but I have done it before where I just like light a joint and then I just like walk around and smudge my space. But I don't do that as often. Now when I'm like getting high, depending on what I'm trying to, achieve, for example, I don't know if it's been obvious or not. I've tried not for it to be too obvious, but I'd say for like the last 2 months or so, I've gotten myself to the point where I'm like, I smoked a little or taken a gummy, and then like I hit the record button and I record an episode, and then like what I pretty much do is chase the clock and try to beat the gummy before I get too high and I'm not relaxed anymore and I'm just too stoned to record. And so like I'm recording when I'm just like relaxed, and then by the time I'm done recording, then I'm approaching that being too stoned. And so it kind of like makes a game out of it for me. So I hope these last few episodes haven't come across too obvious that I'm high. But it's made it easier for me to do episodes, but it is a form of magic because the podcast is magic for me and the weed is, making it easier for me to get that magic done. So for me, it is all magic. Now, I also use weed when connecting with spirit, doing shadow work, also connecting with ancestors, you know, doing shadow work, all of that. But with that being said, I reel in how much I consume when I am doing that, because I don't want to be totally out of it when I am connecting with, you know, shadow or ancestor and all of that. I just want to be even, if that makes sense. I also use it when trying to go to sleep and I'm having a hard time. At that point, I mix it with magnesium. Next on the list, and of course this is in no particular order, but weed is great for socializing and making friends. That goes without saying. That goes perfectly with 420. Let's see. I do have a recommendation for a podcast. One of my favorite podcasts just dropped an episode today, and they go into quite a nice detail on 420, the history, and they talk about some of their favorite ways to incorporate weed and into their practice and the back history of weed and all of that. The the podcast is called Back on the Broomstick, and the episode was just dropped today, and part of the title of the show of the episode is 420, so it should be easy to, for y'all to find if you go looking for it today. I'm just looking over my notes here. So I do want to go over a few things that you can mix in, other herbs that you can mix with your weed, or you can mix with any other herbs that you, any other blends that you like to smoke. It doesn't have to just be weed or any other. You can also like smudge these, you can, you know, but so they are rose, mugwort, chamomile, lavender, and dandelion. So mugwort I used to mix with my weed. I don't know why I stopped, but I did. Mugwort is good for strength, psychic powers, protection, dreams, healing, astral healing, astral projection. Lavender is good for love, protection, sleep, longevity, happiness, and peace. Chamomile is good for money, love, sleep, and uncrossing. So like if you've done a spell or something like that, and you want to like uncross it, like a curse or something, and you want to do an uncrossing, chamomile is good for that. Let's see. Rose, love, psychic powers, healing, divination, luck, and protection. And then for dandelion, dandelion is good for strong healer, aids in dream work, roots aid, calling spirit, grounds emotions, purifies. Let's see here. Yeah, so those are some herbs that you can, and flowers that you can mix in with your marijuana today or at any other time. But with that being said, I think that's where I'm going to end this week's episode. And if you're interested, I highly recommend that you check out that episode on with Back on the Broomstick. It's a really good podcast. It's one of my favorites. But I hope you all have a magical week and a wonderful 420. Hello, everyone. I want to thank you for spending this time with me, along with all the reviews and comments that have been left. It means the world to me and truly helps the podcast out. If you'd like to keep up with the podcast, you can do so by checking out my TikTok, which is linked in the description of this week's episode. If you would like to join me in keeping the conversation going, you can do so by checking out the podcast over on Spotify, where each week there will be a question attached to the podcast, and you can leave your comment. I look forward to hear what you all have to say.